mesdames et messieurs. In just about 1 minute, the graduates will be filing in, so you might like to give them a hand, as well as a hand to Brian Sand and his quintet, who've been playing for the last half hour.
Thank you.
a nice hand for the piper. And we thought the engineers would figure out exactly how to set themselves immediately, but that didn't happen quite. So we're a little bit late, but not too late. My name is David Harp, I'm University Marshal, and I want to make one brief announcement that the tent is equipped with a fire alarm system, and if it goes off, remain calm, evacuate immediately, and follow the instructions of the staff. Take your children, but not your strollers. That will be helpful. And the platform party should be coming fairly soon, but I want to alert you to a special project that has taken place in the Faculty of Engineering, which is facial recognition by camera that not only permits us to know where you live, but what your CGPA was. So this section right here doesn't take long to calculate. 3.89. Amazing. I don't understand this. We have, I hope, a good show for you tonight. Go Habs. What a finish the other night. In case you were in Ontario, there's a hockey game going on tonight. The platform party will be coming fairly soon. The one piece of information I would have for you, with such a large group of graduates, and I think the standards are still just as high as they used to be, but this is a very large group, please be sure you have your lineup cards. You've been told this two or three times by Stephen Olive, who talked to you up in the Redpath building. Tear it in half, hold it between your thumb and forefinger. Be sure you have it as you cross over, as we get you up out of your seats. And watch the person ahead of you as to what they're doing with respect to getting their picture taken and distributing the card with the reader, and over here to pick up your degree. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
They're going to come. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la faculté de génie. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Engineering. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have continued this practice. Now, it may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable from being an excellent university it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world-class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous. Et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants. Non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. In my interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence, the most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, and normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or even the absence of clean drinking water or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, ouvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I have always believed that it never left McGill emotionally, the past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and for which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so proud of my alma mater. I am so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I am planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind. And I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci, thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor Emerita, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipients, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it. Enjoy it. Celebrate. Remember this moment. Remember, too, all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, and staff. You have not been alone. I now invite all of you graduates to please stand up. Now, look around you. Look around you and give a big round of applause to all of those who have supported you over the years. Merci. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Merci. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "That's great. So what are you going to do next?" I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And relax, you don't really need to answer the question to get your degree today. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next for you. The question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree. This is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there is so much more learning to be done and to enjoy. For some of you, the next classroom may be the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill. Mais la plupart se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary. And I must say, having recently come back to school myself as principal of McGill this fall, I understand these feelings. I imagine that today's two honorary doctorate recipients understand too. Because transition is very much a constant theme in their lives and in their work. In the case of Christina Johnson, who is a pioneer in the world of smart pixel arrays, she has been on the cutting edge of technology that has quite literally changed how we see the world. As an early booster of modernist design, Blanche Lemko van Ginkel has also been on the vanguard of change. And yet, as an architecture and nature preservationist, she has also worked hard to show that change cannot come at any cost. When we find ourselves in times of transition, the people who are close to us reach out with advice. sometimes also with gifts, or gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill this fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts, and I wanted to share three of them with you. I've known Kay for about 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." Now, it's great to have a friend who believes in you, but what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor of the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you are leaving that comfort zone for something new and unknown. You're going to need to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a fantastic colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. The title alone gives us wonderful pause for reflection, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high. Allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things that you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure that you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were very important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and you're left with the how you feel deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really, there are just one gift, the very special people that we meet in life. And remember the friends that you've made here at McGill during your studies. Keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of them. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Chancelier was not a word they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill," the singer-songwriter of McGill University. Now, they were looking at each other in confusion. McGill, being such a great institution, must have a highly accomplished chansonnier, they thought, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And it really made me reflect on Arnold's term as chancellor and his many, many great hits. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. The materials engineering graduate in class, for one, share Chancellor Steinberg's great pride in McGill. They have a wonderful project to raise money to buy a tree for our downtown campus. I love the spirit of giving back, especially when you have not even left us. Bravo to you, class of material engineering. Now, Chancellor Steinberg takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom and always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university, and I want you to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations.
Merci, merci, Professor Fortier. I invite Professor Fabrice Labeau, Acting Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, to present this year's Teaching Award winners. Professor Labeau.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Faculty of Engineering places great importance on teaching excellence, and it recognizes it each year at Spring Convocation. For these awards, our students recommend the nominees. Their enthusiasm, as well as the insightfulness of their comments, says a great deal about the qualifications and expertise of the winners. This year's award recipients are Dr. Andrew Higgins of the Department of Mechanical Engineering, and Mr. Marwan Kanan of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Dr. Andrew Higgins is this year's winner of the Engineering Class of 1944 Award for Outstanding Teaching. Passionate is a word repeated time and again by Professor Higgins' students in describing what makes him an effective and respected teacher. Complex theories come to life because of his ability to combine practical knowledge with real-world experience. By taking his students into account when preparing lectures, Professor Higgins can predict where comprehension problems are likely to arise, pace his delivery accordingly, and add explanations as needed. Known for his support of student groups and student initiatives, Professor Higgins is also appreciated for preparing lectures in great detail and promptly uploading class notes that students consider better than information found in most textbooks. He always welcomes questions and comments, answers emails speedily, and makes himself available after class. Andrew Higgins is a man who clearly enjoys teaching. Rigorous and competent in disseminating information, he creates a friendly, caring, and respectful atmosphere. Through hard work and creativity, he masterfully transforms a broad spectrum of technical information into useful and enjoyable opportunities to learn. Madam Vice Chancellor, I am pleased to present Dr. Andrew Higgins of the Department of Mechanical Engineering so that you may present him with the Engineering Class of 1944 Award for Outstanding Teaching. Mr. Marwan Kanan is this year's recipient of the Engineering Class of 1890 Teaching Award. Marwan Kanan has an innate ability to transmit knowledge. His lectures are concise, comprehensible, and thought-provoking. Most importantly, he imparts on his students a thirst to learn. Mr. Kanan's enthusiasm is infectious, and he motivates these future engineers to put in long hours until they fully grasp the concepts that he wants them to master. Couple these talents with his ability to form a unique personal connection with each and every student, and you see why his class attendance rates are amazingly high. Skipping Marwan's classes is simply not an option. Like so many good teachers, he understands how students approach problems and adapts to their learning styles while guiding them down the correct path to find answers to the questions they are asked to solve. Always fully prepared, Mr. Kanan ensures that all students participate in these exercises. There is no memorizing the solution in his classes. He provides the fundamentals and then inspires students to think things through. Described by many as one of the most approachable teachers they have ever encountered, Mr. Kanan makes the effort to address each student's individual needs and almost always succeeds in doing so. Madam Vice Chancellor, I am pleased to present Mr. Marwan Kanan of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, so you may present him with the Engineering Class of 1819 Teaching Award.
Thank you, Professor Lebeau, but I ask you to return to the podium to say a few words on behalf of the Faculty of Engineering in honor of this year's two honorary degree recipients, Professor Blanche Lemko van Ginkel and the Honorable Christina Johnson.
Today's ceremony marks a first in the history of the Faculty of Engineering. Although distinguished women have received honorary degrees in the past, this is the first time that we have two such women. I know this occurrence because it is an indication of the growing diversity across the Faculty of Engineering, and more specifically, the professions that our faculty serves. The fact that two women with such widely differing backgrounds and expertise are being celebrated today speaks volumes about the very positive evolution that has been occurring for many years. As I look at the graduating students in the audience today, I see that diversity is no longer an objective to be sought, but rather it has become a reality in every aspect of life of the Faculty of Engineering.
I now invite Professor Anne Marie Adams, Director of McGill University School of Architecture, to present Professor Blanche Lemko van Ginkel, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Professor Adams.
Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present inspirational architect, educator, and urban planner, Blanche Lemko van Ginkel. During a career that has spanned 7 decades, Blanche van Ginkel has played a preeminent role in shaping architectural and urban ideas the world over. Acclaimed for her achievements in safeguarding Montreal's cultural heritage, this architectural giant is universally respected for the depth of her convictions and the strength of the modernist principles that infuse every aspect of her work. The first woman to serve as head of a Canadian architecture school at the University of Toronto, and the first Canadian president of the Association of Collegiate Schools of Architecture, Blanche van Ginkel is a visionary, a mentor extraordinaire, and a true citizen of the world. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you McGill alumna Blanche van Ginkel so that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Thank you. I ask Professor Fabrice Lebeau to present the Honorable Christina Johnson, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Professor Lebeau.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my great pleasure to present Christina M. Johnson, an exceptional teacher, scholar, inventor, and administrator. An electrical engineer by training, Dr. Johnson's pioneering research and entrepreneurial abilities have had a major impact on our profession and resulted in important social and economic benefits worldwide. Her leadership roles at Johns Hopkins University and Duke University are indicative of her visionary approach to education, and she has built on her success in academia to become a keen proponent of the strategic role that research universities such as McGill play in our society. More recently, Dr. Johnson served as Undersecretary of Energy for U.S. President Barack Obama and spearheaded an aggressive national plan to reduce greenhouse emissions and promote sustainable clean energy. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Christina M. Johnson so that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
It's amazing, following what Professor Lebeau said, when I think back to 60 years ago when I graduated, there was, every few years, there might be one engineer who was a woman, and almost never a female architect graduate. And today, just look around you. What a joy, and what an honor it is for McGill to have been part of this whole revolution. Thank you to both of you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure now to invite Dr. Christina Johnson to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Johnson.
Bonjour, Chancellor Steinberg, Principal and Vice Chancellor Fortier, and Vice Chair Genereau, Governors, distinguished guests, family, friends, and fellow graduates of the 2014 graduating class of the Faculty of Engineering. Congratulations. You are now well prepared to enter a world where you will have to grapple with very difficult questions such as, so let me understand this. I'm receiving a degree as a reward for 4 years of rigorous engineering studies, and we are getting a degree without ever going to lab or taking an exam. What gives with that? Well, as you're a commencement speaker, I'm supposed to impart all sorts of life's lessons. So let's get the first one done. Life isn't fair, but it counts. And I'm sure you know that, because I'm sure there are times when you didn't get the grade you wanted in a class or a lab or an exam. And we all know that good things just don't happen on their own. It takes hard work, it takes discipline, and above all, it takes persistence and unwavering commitment. So I'm going to talk today about three kinds of commitment: the commitment to optimism, the commitment to kindness, and the commitment to community. So let me begin with optimism. When I was 21, I wanted to be an Olympic athlete. That was my dream. You know, I learned later I didn't quite have the talent, but we'll get there. So I was training in 1980 with other Olympic hopefuls, and just a few months after my own graduation, at the age of 22, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymph system. And when my doctor was telling me this, he said, you know, if it doesn't go well, I might only have 2 years to live. It seemed like 2 days. And at that moment, I literally felt like the walls were closing in on me. And as he was continuing to talk on and on about the disease, I think he knew I wasn't listening. So he finally said, "But if we catch it in the early stages, you'll have a good chance to live a normal life." And as soon as he said there was a chance, I knew I was going to live. I just knew it. I would have been shocked if I didn't. And as I recovered, I learned that being positive is a powerful tool. And like your diploma, it can crack open any door. And when combined with persistence, if you keep pushing and pushing, you will open that door. You're graduating into a world where bad things can happen to good people. And when they do, I hope you'll commit to staying positive. And when you find yourself in dark moments, which you will, remember what Martin Luther King said: "Only when it was dark enough can we see the stars." The second type of commitment I'd like to talk about is a commitment to be kind. Be kind to yourself and to others. But as an adult, you will be tempted to put yourself first. Sometimes you'll worry that if you don't, you won't succeed. You'll fall behind. At these moments, you'll have a choice to make. I had such a choice early, again, in my career. I was going to my very first cancer treatment. And again, like you, many of you, I was 22 years old. I put on a brave face, and I walked into the waiting room, and I said hello to two elderly women, sisters, in fact, much like my sisters that are here today, not elderly, but sisters, who were interned in Japan during World War II. They were tough. One of the sisters looked up at me and asked, "Is this your first time?" And I said, "Yes. How did you know?" And she looked at me and said, "You look scared." Now, I was crushed, because truthfully, I was scared. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't think I was showing it. After a few weeks, I had the drill down. I would go to class and then research lab. I was now a graduate student. A short training run, which is all my health would allow, radiation treatment, and then home to study. It actually wasn't too bad. One afternoon, a new person showed up at the waiting room. And I looked at her as she walked in, and I said, "Is this your first time?" And she said, "Yes. How did you know?" I looked over at the two sisters, and I winked, and I replied, "Well, you weren't here yesterday. We all come at the same time, so I figured it had to be your first time." Then I proceeded to walk her through what was going to happen. At the end, I told her simply, "Just think of something nice." A few minutes later, her name was called. I could see the fear, the same fear I had felt. She was entering what we called the rad room. And as she entered, she turned back, and over her shoulder, she said, "I'm going to think of you." I learned what the poet and writer Maya Angelou said was true. People will forget what you say, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget the way you made them feel. At that moment, she made me feel like $1 million. I had a choice to make to be kind and expecting nothing in return, and this stranger gave me one of my life's sweetest memories. Lastly, let's talk about a commitment to community. Whether it's our province or our country or our planet, these things are something we all share and we're all responsible for them. And this responsibility was at the heart of my time with the Obama administration and now as CEO of my own company. To live in the 21st century, we need energy. We can't change that fact. But today, the price we pay for energy is too high. I'm not just talking about the number that's on our utility bills or the price at the pump. We pay a price in pollutants that contribute to human health problems. We pay a price in greenhouse gas emissions and global climate change, which threaten our civilization and the extinction of many species. The science leaves no doubt. We cannot keep doing what we're doing. We need to change. And that won't be easy. We need to start by deciding to waste less energy in our daily lives. There's three things we can do that it's quite simple. The first is we can wash our clothes in cold water. I know you're laughing, students, because who's done laundry lately? But anyway, if we all just wash our clothes in cold water, we'd save 5% of energy consumption, which is significant. Or we could just, as I said before, do less laundry. If we each drove just 10 miles less per week, one trip, in the U.S., it'd be the equivalent of taking 10 million cars off the road. In Canada, it'd be the equivalent of taking more than 1 million cars off the road. And if we all unplug devices When we're not using them, we can save so-called vampire electricity, which again in the U.S. would be enough electricity to power 3 million homes, and in Canada, hundreds of thousands of homes. These are steps we can all take today to preserve our environment and preserve that environment for the next generation of McGill graduates. I've talked today about optimism, kindness, and community or citizenship. They are all essential ingredients for enjoying a flavorful life. Let me conclude by saying that I'd like to acknowledge my fellow honorary degree recipient, Dr. Blanche Van Ginkel. Your daughter Brenda told me, and I quote, "You worked quietly and harder, not to be a successful woman, but to succeed at what you were doing. And as a result, your legacy happened because you were smart, hardworking, and determined. Thank you for a career of service to society through preservation and the realization of modern structural beauty." So today, as you prepare to leave this university you've called home, use what you've learned at McGill to make someone's life better. If you do, you'll find success, you'll find opportunity, and you'll leave the kind of legacy your children can learn from. When I began this speech, I was sort of joking around, why are we up here? But I'd like to answer that seriously. I'm here, and Dr. Van Ginkel is here, because more than any technology or policy, it's young people like you who give us all hope. It's you and it's all that you are about to do. I made a choice one day to be kind and expecting nothing in return. Go Big Red, or Go Red Go, and congratulations to the class of 2014 to your kindness, your optimism, and your commitment to community. Thank you.
The instructions to the Chancellor after the commencement address is completed is to make a few comments. I'm totally at a loss for words. Nothing I could say would be meaningful. All I can say is listen carefully. I hope you listen carefully to what Dr. Johnson said. It's incredible words of advice. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Before we proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, I invite Professor James Finch to say a few words. Professor Finch.
Materials Engineering undergraduate co-op student Claudia Maceta lost her life in a tragic road accident while biking near the town of Matagami in northern Quebec. Passionate about learning, she was an excellent student, an inspirational role model to other young girls who might consider engineering as a career. At her death, she had completed all her coursework requirements, all her classwork requirements, and was on the verge of completing the final co-op work term. Because of this, Miguel has asked her mother, Helene Langlois, to accept Claudia's degree in her daughter's name. Madame Langlois.
Thank you, Professor Finch. I invite Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Engineering to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Vice Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their very first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. No university degree, remove your hat, get capped. Students who have already earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Already have a university degree, keep your hat on, get tapped. Parents and friends and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to the students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students wearing red and white scarves during this convocation season here at McGill. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land on which we are standing, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition, we begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduates. I now invite Professor Alanoush Saroyan to present the graduates, and Professor Fabrice Lebeau, Acting Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, to distribute the diplomas to all students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Architecture, Jason Robert Crow. Basim Muhammad Ain Muhammad. Gül Kale. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemical Engineering, Bahare Asadi Shad. Mahdi Dargahi. Sajjad Habibzadeh. Martin Darcy Lennox. Qonche Rasuli Tezangi. Angela Doreen Rodayan. Leron Vansburger. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Civil Engineering, Muhammad Shafqat Ali. Maryam Kalantarnia. Human Kehan. Maysam Najjari. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Electrical Engineering, Ali Oghobarati. Ala Al-Qadri. Mustafa Ahmad Haru. Amir Naghdinejad. Muhammad Hussein Nishaburi. Amr Hassan Nureddin. Shadi Salim Sabri. Ali Salehi Umran. Omid Sabri Shehi. Feng Shang. Jason Jim Tong. Mushtaba Voezi. Chao Zhao. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mechanical Engineering, Ali Azimi. Vikram Chopra. Nima Gharib. Sayyid Ali Qureshi Madise. Ahmad Jamal. Hussein Khadivi Harris. Siavash Kazemirad. Marcus Bastian Mindgast. Tahere Mir Muhammadi Ghujdi. تاهره میر محمدی قوجدی مهدی پاک شان دیوید سالزبری مصطفی یورتخانی For the degree of philosophy in mining and materials engineering, Latifa Begum. Florencia Chikatun. Sazol Kumar Das. Muhammad Zaka Ahmad. Thomas Feldman. Corey Kaplan. Patrick Lemieux. Hushin Nejati. Barnabe Ngabe. Manes Paliwal. Nima Parsi Benekohal. Jarrett Quinn. Atsushi Sainoki. Ahmad Asad Surur. Yusuf Yue Hua Tan. Ozin Zangui. Camille Bedard. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Professional Architecture, Josiane Crompe. Emily de Rocher Turgeon. Ji Wan Jun. Eve Lachapelle. Brittany Marshall. Julian Luigi Mirabelli. Brian Withalliff. V. Yuan Go. Nicole Rexigel. Jason Treherne. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Aerospace Engineering, Andre Kellin Campiano. Hussein Salman. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Hedie Afshar Torumi. Daniel Victor Dixon. Baron Fernando Garcia Chaparro. Ildiko Shipos. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Sami Albardawi. Paul Michel Anderson Trocme. Hasina Harivello Andrea Manam Mihaja Rakoto. André Bahou. Mohamed Risi Kamili. Samia Enayat. Min Fong. Ting Fu. Songwei Gao. Golnaz Kafkazi. Marc Alain Lafleur. Tong Wu. Chui Chi Yang. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Electrical Engineering, Graham Paul Büschler. Juan Clavier. Guangge Dai. Irina Enten. Kamal Farah. Zahra Sadat Husseini Dust. Jad Kabara. Sara Karimi. Karami. Sean Francis Lawler. Xiao Ma. Sama Mansour. Scott Monk, Alexandre Jonathan Raymond, Arsyan Shahid, Divya Alok Sharma, Yao Tang, Songzhe Wang, George Xerias, Junyi Yu, for the degree of Master of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering, Jihan Sabreen Ajeja, Anthony Michael DeVito, Navid Romi, Wenjiao Liu, Daniel Alberton Oyama, Jyoti Sarsarup Singh Panju, Nasir Aziz Paracha, Hafiz Lagur Rahman, Nir Rikovic, Christopher E. Wong, for the degree of Master of Engineering in Mining and Materials Engineering, Marie-Pierre Côté, Maria Fernanda del Castillo, Ahmed Kaiser Hamid, Jennifer Rachel Radman, Jeffrey Templeton, Harai Dorikyan, Martha Emily Vialba Matamoros, for the degree of Master of Science in Civil Engineering, Guo Wei Zhong, for the degree of Master of Science in Mining and Materials Engineering, Philip Mann, for the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Gabriel Damon Sirois, Stephen Anthony de Medicis, Laura Borisova Milosheva, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Maika Rachel Elkin, for the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Muhammad Saeed Ahmed Abu Shah, Rana Afena, Shadi Afena, Ayman Ahmed, Yazan Aysar Al-Mufle, Hussam Rabe Al-Ramini, Farzana Ali, Tyrone Aloysius, Olivier Amzalag, Calvin Richard Antonievich, Yusuf Asaf, Dean's Honor List, Mustafa Asim Barakat. Ellsworth William Bell. Spencer John Brennan, Distinction. Dylan Bridger. Christopher Alexander Casoli. François Johann Chassin. To Kwon Chung. James Coates. Simon Coulomb. Phuong Nam Dang. Simon Dile Fortier. Caroline Joanne Di Tommaso. Marc Alexandru Dubrescu. Ariel Elkain. Atir Fayaz. Samuel Elliott Feder, British Association Medal, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, and Dean's Honor List. Dylan Fletcher, Distinction. Allison Fraser. Peixiao Gao, Dean's Honor List. Michael Joseph Garibaldi. Hajar Halim. Alexander Kuo Ho. Nirantar Deep Jahan. Caleb Jones. Reynaldo Samuel Kusuma. Remy Guy Serge Larac, Dean's Honor List. David Lavoie. Ulysse Ivan Lechen. Chongkyuk Lee. Pinchun Lee. Wante Lee, Distinction. Justin Lockhart Valverde. Jenny Liu. Natalie McDonald Holmes. Ryan Maliska. Ahmed Yahya Mansour. Rose Lynn McCall. Stefan Peter Mitchell. James Patrick Stephen Mulhern. Vikram Subramanian Natarajan. Sara Rauf Nematalla. Ademola Olukayode Oladosu. Stephen Stephen Joseph Paolassini. Mahmoud Bassam Ramal. Chelsea Giovina Rogers. Bulos Elisa Lame. Olivia Mariam Joyce Selvam. Evan Taves. Kevin Lawrence Wiley. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Robert Al-Romhain. Maxwell James Bauch. Hugues Boisvert. Heidi Hasmid Botero Vejegas. Molly Marie Bonas, Dean's Honor List. Bridget Cami. Ryan Choice Catanach, Ernest Brown Gold Medal for Highest Ability Throughout the Undergraduate Program, Robert Forsyth Prize in Civil Engineering, and Dean's Honor List. Etienne Serra. Alana Chalifour. Kate Chung. Laura Chirk, Distinction. Lloyd Linton Christie Jerusaja. Anthony D'Astolfo. Michael D'Urso, Dean's Honor List. Adam Joseph De Gasperi. Gianni De Piano. Arvind Singh Dhaliwal. Ralph Antunel Nir. Christopher James Filiter. Matthew Jean Friedman, Distinction. Sophie Goulet. David Hanna. Alexander Ridley Hartloper. Robert Roland Augusti Hill. Devlin Jessup. Christina Marie Elizabeth Johansson. Stefan Keyes. Anthony Kororian. Usama Khan. Talar Kadazian. Edward Lay. Sarah Lavalliere. Judy Ka Lungley. Yuan Ma. Julien Thibault Mas. Michael Emmanuel Massey. Emmanuel Sasha Twijuke Mbazi. Fan Ming. Nawid Muhammad. Harrison Donald Moyer. Benjamin Andrew Moore. Kimberly Morin Coulomb. Said Suhail Muhtadi. Rene Murphy, Raymond Cox Memorial Prize in Civil Engineering. Julien Neves Pelcha. Lydia Amondi Oshieng Mitula. Sophie Julian Auvergne Reagan. Farbot Pakpur, Dean's Honor List. Erin Alicia Paquette, Distinction. Kathleen Perry Terrio. John Morris Prive. Sami Rassi. Frederic Renault, Distinction. Jennifer Riaki. Taras Tomansishin. Tanzila Rubayat. Leanne Sawyer, McGill École Polytechnique Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Christopher Michael Schmetzler, Distinction. Jumana Shahzadeh. Roshan Eric Singh, Alan Cook Prize in Civil Engineering. Anthony Jonah Somos. Talal Sukar, Distinction. David Yuan J. Sun. Philippe Schnitzel. Anthony John Temelini. Erica Timoshenko. Aram Torikyan, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Mathieu Tremblay. Tanhuan Nicolas Chong. Claudia Hortensia Valesco Acosta. Esther Cynthia Volmar. Abram Badi Wasef, Dean's Honor List. Kabir Sier Wazin. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Shadi Asfour. Jonathan Bertium. Nicolas Destunis, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Arjun Gahai. Brian Jinka. Saif Kurdi Teluni. Matthew Lee, Distinction. Camille Lego. Benedict Leonard Cannon, Dr. Alfred Maloney Memorial Prize and McGill Alumni Associate Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Frederick John Mafinanga. Sankalp Modwal, Dean's Honor List. Piyush Pratim Patanayak, Distinction. Anita Maria Silagi. Xinshang Ying. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program, Saifuddin Ahmad Bani Malham, Distinction. Riham Bishri, Distinction. Antoine Bosnu, Dean's Honor List. Marc-Antoine Côté, Distinction. Usman Ihtisham Gül, Distinction. Georgi Ziatev Konstantinov, Dean's Honor List. Hui Gu Song, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Pietro Alfio Verrecchia, Distinction. Yi Qing Xiao, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Amr Imad Ahmad Abdelhamid. Pandit Agilaga Dress. Taskin Ahmad. Ahmed Yazin Akildis. Sara Marwan Al-Qadri. Muhammad Bilal Altaf. Faisal Aslam, Distinction. Nina Popovich Basta. Samuel Bergeron Spenard. Jonathan Bouchard. Alexandre Jacob Bourdon, Distinction. Michael Capucci, Dean's Honor List. Ming Yuan Edward Chiang. Jerome Michael Colomb. Arunava Dev, Dean's Honor List. Ian Michael Desrochers. Yu Shuang Ding. Patrick Dupressoir, British Association Medal, Professor Gar Lam Yip Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Adrian Johannes Dyer. Hassan Fahim. Chang Fu. Katie May Gagne. Yan Ge. Mazel Haq. Nadine Hariri, Distinction. Isabelle Claire Ellor. Thomas Hennessy. Nadim Hoshi. Alexander Mark Hugh Sum. Shahryar Ikram. Renaud Jacques Dagenet, Dean's Honor List. Hannah Jenno. Matthew James Johnson. Yishel Rubab Khan. Firas Krichi. Nicolas Leblanc. Daniel Junhi Lee. Hui Jing Lee. Lisa Shui Li. Mengsha Li. Atif Malik. Rita Mansour. Grégoire Eric Martin. Abdelmazhar Shafi. Daniel Mazhar Shafi. Tabassum Mizan. Romina Nadine. Ahmad Nasuli, Distinction. Ali Omran. Mark Oren. David Feliz Daniel Parr. Gabriel Petrella. Julia Claire Petrella, Distinction and McGill Ecole Polytechnique Memorial Prize. Tiberiu Mihai Popa. Julien Potvin. Catherine Preston Thomas. Abdul Hakim Rasuli. Monica Pal Sansoa. Ali Khan Senner. Ulrich Lawrence Sequeira. Nishant Sharma. Talib Mahmoud Sheikh. Magnus Paul Skonberg. Radu Sturzu. Benjamin Suir. Karamullah Talpur. Samia Tasneem. Christopher Tago, Distinction. Samuel Hoyt Throwbridge. Nicolas Vondeville, distinction. Rui Wang. Joshua Matthew Weeks. Patrick Stewart White. Matthew Samuel Wisner. Pu Shu. Jiahua Yang. Yining Yuan. Ayman Lais Zakir. Shi Zhu. Hao Tang. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Farah Abu Saleh. Geoffrey Bouchard Gorin. Jason Paul Danovich, distinction. Megan Lauren D'Souza. Colin Gaffney. John Hall, Burke Silver Medal and Dean's Honor List. Kevin Hahn, distinction. Samra Lekyu. David Gerard Moreau. Lillian Ng. Anton Orlik. Jie Pan. Abdel Adim Sabr. Shahir Muhammad Sanuri. Catherine Soriol. Kirishi Siva Subramanian. Jonathan Robert Spring, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Charles Alexandre Vincent, distinction. Frédéric Louis Boissard. Andrew Walker. Miles Bradford Wilson. Yumin Zhang. James Alistair Austin, Dean's Honor List. William George, Dean's Honor List. Miles Taylor Hildebrand, British Association Medal, David E. and Ronnie Shuela Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Remy Hawaji, Dean's Honor List. Tiffany Victoria Madden, McGill École Polytechnique Memorial Prize. Jan Paleka, Dean's Honor List. James Amon Vickery, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Paul Archand, distinction. Frank A. Kane, distinction. Fatima Ahmed, Martin Alan Orenz, Dean's Honor List, Ajita Irodi, Muhammad Ali, Anas Tawil, Distinction. Brian Altman, Professor Jules Stachevich Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Vance Russell Basilio, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Ève Bastien. Simon Seamus Vignette. Simone Bossisio. Rudy Fajardo Cabrera. Katie Gwendolyn Cameron, Harry Pierce Prize. Juan Pedro Celis Posada, Distinction. Jasraj Kohl Shahal, Distinction. Joseph Shiha. Zachary Corriveau Winquist. Maud Coursey. Stephen Cruz Antunes, Harry Pierce Prize. Keon Michael Davis, Dean's Honor List. Patrick D'Amico, Harry Pierce Prize and Dean's Honor List. Daniel Jean-Pierre Dicker. Amanda Dos Santos. Ahmad Osman El Laban. Mary Tashiana Fernando. Philippe Garneau Halliday, Distinction. Fabio Gatti. Joe Ghanem, Distinction. Paul Gattas. Marie-France Godon. Joshua Gordon. Senuri Samadi Gunasekera. Guy Haddad, Distinction. Jeffica Natalie Hanesto, Distinction. Jian Hao. Dritan Harizaj, Distinction. Joseph Hayek, Distinction. Devin Elijah Hurdle. Nicolas Hull. Matthew McKay Hudson. Muhammad Asfan Jafir. Ryan Lee Johnson. Kyle Patrick Kelly, Distinction. Maz Anwar Khan. Michael King. Seth Ryan Kozierinski. Maxwell Koo, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Enakiatowski, Distinction. Genevieve Lalonde, Distinction. Robert Dexter Laniel. Dorothy Laura Lee. Isaac Chaim Levy. Su Wei Lin. Alexander Loy. Andrew McLean, Dean's Honor List. Graham Mann, Dean's Honor List. Nicolaus Alexander Margie. Christopher Michael Marion. Omar Masri. Jacob Keegan Maynard. Paul Milbers. Yusuf Sadir Minno. Distinction. Nicolas Adam Nado. Distinction. Rahim Al Nasir Nur Muhammad. Distinction. Bogdan Opris. Rami Hashem Osman. Hugo Quentin, Distinction. Amreen Rahman. Preetman Rajaratnam. Thomas Trevor Ritchie, Distinction. John Riddle, Distinction. Jonathan Roy. Michael Sagaria, Dean's Honor List. Anton Sediako. Nicola Danielle Seifert. Julian John Schein, Distinction. Muhammad Khalid Rahman Siddiqui. Jonathan Michael Slawitsky. Nicholas Spiel, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Steinbrenner. Ghufran Rafiq Sulehri. Adel Nassim Sayed, Distinction. Angelo Taibi, Distinction. Philip Michael Torren. Bonnie Ward. Chan Wu Yang, Distinction. Jeffrey Ju. Philip Swanemba, Charles Michael Morrison Gold Medal for Exceptional Engineering Promise and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Minshik An. Dixon Rajaratnam Chelya. Ahmed Al Malla. Mengda Lei. Agata Loboda. Paul Michael Noble. Shadi Ziadeh. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Omar Walid Alamedin. Laurie Bouchard. Stephen Michael Brophy, Distinction and Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Elizabeth Caron, Distinction. Macy Celine Duong. Pierre Fanju, Distinction and Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Liu Ju Gao. Amanda Gioia, McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Yusuf Awad Hossein, Distinction and the Derek Drummond Award in Architecture and Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Shinran G, Distinction. Nushik Rita Kadian. Nehad Kamel. Danielle Marisa Kastner, the Derek Drummond Award in Architecture and Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Yongjong Kim. Josh Kunekup. Christina Cordova. Yingju Lei. Kyle Philippe Leroux. Wingshu Leong. Brian Rick Mendez. Ariella May Myers Collette. Natalia Gracia Novinska. Marianne Sanchez, Distinction. Naomi Tremblay. Luc Paul Van Tol, Distinction. Mirna Wasif, Distinction. Emily Michelle Witcher. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, Alex Angelini. Karim Arabi. Shukri Philippe Bashir. Christy Bojdani. Yasmin Mebrur Bolouk. Jonathan Eric Budning. Ricardo Caimano, Distinction. Michael Alexander Carruthers. Jeffrey Durocher. Moyeddin El Bouhali, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Daniel Gerard Greencorn. Kevin Hahn, Distinction. Fer Jalilati, Distinction. Abhijit Hemant Kalyan. Georgis Kentritas, Distinction. Andrew David LaRose. Yanji Liu. Martin Mena. Nihita Mohan. Ahmed Hisham Mukhtar. Kishan Patel. Luke Stephen Potter, Distinction. Samantha Rufail. Ratesh Sabasta Pillay, Distinction. Michelle Stefan, Distinction. Luc Tran. Frédéric Weigand-Var. Annie Wen.
I want to extend a very special thank you to Professor Saroyan, who read out all the names. Thank you, Professor Saroyan. I now ask the graduating class to please stand. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. Félicitations, congratulations. I would like everyone now to please rise. As the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace and share the gift of knowledge and the guidance of Dr. Johnson, which has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. And now to conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Thank you. Thank you.